This workshop tries to give skills and tools, relevant tools to the CSOs to be able to engage in trade facilitation advocacy. That is what will be the orientation and what would they want from the trade in West Africa. For now, it is largely informal trade and intra-regional trade. You know, is also hovering between 11% and 15%. That is intra-regional. They trade more with outside world than they do among themselves, which is not a good thing. So they are trying, even those that one that they are trading with the outside world, to focus it in a way that it brings they maximize leverage, the profit from it, instead of being exploited or just engaging in partnership trade that do not really help the citizens of the community. So this workshop is trying to build the capacity of civil society and then amplify or enhance their voices in the dialogues and the engagement of trade facilitation.
Paul, you were one of the presenters at this conference. What specifically did you talk to these CSOs and NGOs about briefly?
Yeah, my presentation was on building and reconstructing alliances and partnerships in advocacy. Because it's not enough to say you want to advocate. You want to know what you're advocating for, with whom you're advocating, and to whom you are advocating. So you need now to calibrate it in a way that it will be effective, it will be impactful, and then yield result-oriented. So that was what I shared with them, and then they also brought experiences and then the ideas of how what they have experienced along the borders or in trying to get the policies. ECOWAS has the trade liberalization policy. ECOWAS has the protocol on free movement of goods and services and people, and so on and so forth. And then there is also this continental African trade area. So how can this civil society or non-state actors or the private sector, how can they pitch in? How can they maximize their participation? It's not enough to just sit down and let things fly by. They have to be participants. They are not observers. They have to be real observers to be able to participate and make sure that they benefit from there, both at the national level and then at the regional level. That is what workshop is all about.
So basically, the workshop is about them not being spectators, but active participants. But let me ask you, what do you think are the major takeaways for these NGOs and CSOs in the advocacy work within the sub-region in West Africa?
They are going to come out with the CSO position. For instance, on the institutional reform that is taking place in the ECOWAS. And so, and address, you know, up from the presentations, then pick out things that they need to do to first focus their advocacy in terms of on trade facilitation to be able to maximize their benefits. So that is the whole idea, that they will be they build the capacity, strengthen the capacity, and then be able to use it to advocate for the kind of trade engagements and their businesses exchanges that will benefit community citizens at the national and then the regional level. And then at the same time also see what alliances can be built between one region and the other within the region, and with the hope of increasing the volume and the value. You know, what happens in trade is a lot from the farmers, from those petit traders, and then the real big guns, those private sector big players. I think civil society has to pitch in. They have to put their, you know, establish their foothold in a way that it is not just a government thing, because government alone cannot do it. You know what it is. There is poverty, there is insecurity, there's so much that is interfering with economic development in West Africa.